This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Ukraine's parliament backed a resolution Thursday recognizing the actions of the Russian military in Ukraine as genocide. The resolution from the Ukrainian parliament also called for appeals to be sent to foreign governments, parliaments, and the United Nations to recognize Russia's war as genocide. The move comes after U.S. President Joe Biden this week said Russia's actions against Ukrainians amounted to genocide, in comments echoed by Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. But French President Emmanuel Macron, also backed by Germany's Olaf Scholz, declined to deploy the word genocide in a stance Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky deemed painful. The CIA said Thursday that U.S. spy agencies began collecting disturbing and detailed intelligence last fall on a plan for what CIA Director William Burns called a major new invasion of Ukraine by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The news came in Burns's first public speech since taking the CIA helm last year. That's CIA Director William Burns. He also said U.S. intelligence has been vital to Ukraine's fight against Russian forces. A U.S. jury has convicted a British national Thursday for his role in an Islamic State group hostage-taking scheme that took roughly two dozen Westerners captive a decade ago, resulting in the deaths of four Americans, three of whom were beheaded. The jury deliberated for 4 hours before finding El-Shafi El-Sheikh guilty on all counts. El-Sheikh stood motionless and gave no visible reaction as the verdict was read.